Crossway presents Help for the Hungry Soul, 8 Encouragements to Grow Your Appetite for God's Word, by Kristen Wetherell, forward by Jannie Ortland, read by Amy Lilly. Forward. Apparently, I was a very fussy eater as a baby. My pediatrician insinuated that my mother was not trying hard enough to get her 18-month-old daughter to eat. And Mom was distressed. She determined to get me to eat more. "Come on, darling, open up. This tastes yummy. Try it, you'll like it." But have you ever tried to get a fussy toddler to open her mouth and take in what you know she needs? It is pretty much impossible to pry open little jaws that are firmly clenched shut in a picky protest. And even if you could force in a little bite of nourishment, how would you get her to swallow it? Fortunately, I'm not such a fussy eater these days. I love all kinds of foods, and surprisingly enough, find myself willing to try new ones. In fact, I've even come to enjoy the venison and elk my dear Ray fills our freezer with each fall. It's a good thing I have a healthy appetite. In Help for the Hungry Soul, Kristen Wetherell shows us how God uses our natural physical hunger to teach us about our supernatural spiritual hunger for Him. Just as we can starve our bodies, we can also starve our souls. And if we refuse His soul food, He won't force feed us. That's really scary. After all, whose spiritual appetite stays consistently strong week after week, month after month? We need help. Kristen helps us see that God Himself arouses, sustains, and satisfies our deepest hunger. I love her short, clear chapters with engaging stories of hungry souls feasting at the table of the King. She shows us how eager our Heavenly Father is to satisfy our soul hunger. The hungry soul He fills with good things, Psalm 107:9. My affection for God's Word has been renewed as Kristen helped me fall more deeply in love with Christ Himself, the living Word. That's why I'm grateful for this book. Kristen understands the wonder it is to go from hindered to hopeful, from dulled to delighted, from picky to passionate. She calls this wonder the miracle of loving God's Word. And she guides us in how to bring our fussy hearts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?